CEDAW is the United Nations Convention on Women's Rights. It stands for the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. It's quite a mouthful. That's why we call it CEDAW. And the Shadow Report is the report that the community sector writes to the United Nations CEDAW Committee on how Australia is going at implementing the rights under that treaty.
So these workshops that are being held, are they part of what will make up this report?
The workshops have two purposes. One part is a consultation to find out from women and also men who are working in community organisations across Australia how things are going in their community, in their state, in their city, to feed into writing that report. And the other part is also to train people across Australia on the human rights system, on the Women's Convention, and also how we can use that report in advocating and lobbying government for change.
Okay, so Broken Hill is one of just a handful of regional centres where these workshops are being held. Is there a reason why Broken Hill was chosen?
Broken Hill was chosen because it's a particularly remote area. We wanted to make sure that we covered in the workshops in the regional, rural and remote areas, that we had regional, that we had rural and that we had remote. There were also a number of women's organisations that came together here last year as part of what's called the secretariats or the alliances, which are groups that provide some policy advice to government on women's issues. And so a lot of women came here last year, and we wanted to build on the work that was done here last year as part of that workshop.
And how has the workshop been going so far? We're about halfway through.
Oh, it's been fantastic. We've got an amazing bunch of women here who are doing fantastic things in the local community, bringing different perspectives here, and we're looking forward to getting to some of the more talk about what's been happening here in Broken Hill.
What are the human rights issues that are affecting women in, I guess, in today's society, and particularly in perhaps rural areas?
I think across Australia, violence against women is a really big issue. It has particular differences in rural areas, particularly due to access to services, access to housing, also issues with that happening in a smaller community and what happens around dealing with domestic violence in smaller community. For Broken Hill, some of what we've heard this morning is issues around access to health in particular, access to health services, access to other services, access to education, all those sorts of things that I think in remote areas are just that much harder than in the urban areas.
Gail, you are the Women's Health Clinical Nurse Specialist here in Broken Hill as part of GWAS. What have you gained from today's workshop?
I think we've gained an appreciation of the recommendations that, from the United Nations and how we can actually tunnel them down to use them in proposals looking for funding and that in our local communities.
Have you attended a workshop like this prior to today and had access to these sorts of resources?
No, this is quite refreshing actually to see things from an international perspective.
In your line of work, even in 2009, you know, there are still human rights issues that affect women. Are there any particular human rights issues that you've come up against?
I would like to see the barriers around the medical procedure of termination being broken down. At the moment, this still comes under the Crimes Act in some states in Australia, and this does create a lot of issues for women, particularly those living in rural remote areas.
My name's Eunice Kenville and I actually work for Mediparkey Regional Enterprise Corporation. I'm employed as a coordinator of running the CDP in Broken Hill, and I also control Menindee and Wilcannia as well.
For those who are unfamiliar with the work that Mediparkey does, can you just briefly explain what the organisation does?
Yeah, it's actually work for the Dole scheme. It's all about getting participants trained up, getting them ready for the community work on the outside, and at the end of the day, like, hosting participants out, and hopefully that leads into full-time employment.
Can you tell me what you've, I guess, learnt so far from the discussions and the information you've received this morning?
Partly for, like, our organisation, which is an Indigenous organisation, especially with the roles for women's rights, is harassment in the workplace regarding women. And also the understanding of your rights in the workplace. It's all about women standing up for their rights and standing up for themselves.